This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. The Palestinian official on trial in Israel for alleged involvement in the killing of 26 Israelis delivered closing arguments today. Marwan Barghouti's day in the Tel Aviv court coincided with the third anniversary of the start of the Palestinian uprising. He took the occasion to denounce Israel's occupation of the West Bank and Gaza Strip and to praise those who oppose it. NPR's Julie McCarthy was there and has this report.
Marwan Barghouti's much-anticipated address drew international attention. Diplomatic observers from the EU and South Africa jostled for precious seats.
As diplomats, we have freedom of access, according to international legislation.
Once inside, members of the European Parliament gave the defendant an enthusiastic greeting when he entered the standing-room-only courtroom. Dressed in brown, drab prison garb, Marwan Barghouti flashed a smile, waved back, and launched his summation, which reporters were not allowed to record. He told the court it would be in Arabic. When the judges objected, Barghouti demurred and spoke in Hebrew, a language he had learned in Israeli jails. During the year-long proceedings, prosecutors had sought to focus on the violence the leader of the armed wing of Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement is alleged to have perpetrated on Israeli citizens. Today, Barghouti tried to shift attention to what he said were the crimes Israel was committing every